Welcome back to the Chasing a Dream podcast. So guys, welcome back. It's been a little bit. We did have somebody for this episode, but a lot of stuff had gone down and gone wrong for him, and we're going to try to reschedule his episode. But for now, I'm just going to do another life update number two for season two. I probably already have done one already for season two, but that was a little bit long ago. That was a few episodes ago for season two. I think that was like the first episode of season two, I believe. I know we have I think we only have two episodes for season two. Which is fine. This is episode three of season two. So, guys, welcome to Chasing the Dream podcast season two. I'm really getting off topic right now. Yes, again, it's just me. Gabe is not here. Gabe's doing school things, and I would rather him do school things than worry about having to post on a podcast for almost every Saturday, even though it hasn't been almost every Saturday. We're trying. So, yeah, so that's where we're at with that. I just want to give a life update with me right now. I've had a lot of things happen since the last episode back in February. February 10th is when the last episode was, so we're in March. So it's been a month, almost two. Sorry for the non-consistent update, or non-consistent episodes, if that makes any sense. Kind of does, in my head at least, but yeah, no, but soon guys, we'll have another person to interview, or just give us time with that, because it is hard to get people to do interviews for a podcast, especially if they're, you know, like an artist, and they're making an album, or they're on tour, or they don't have time in their schedule to fit in an interview for their music, or for us to give you guys an inside scoop of how they're chasing their dream, because this is what this podcast is about, is chasing dreams and talking to the people who have done it. And but you know, it's been life updates, it's been us coming back to the podcast for season two, it's been us doing a recap back in 2021 2020. You know, it's been crazy. But this is life update two. So I don't know where to get started. I have done a lot in this past month, few months since February. A lot of stuff happened at work that I'll probably get talk a little bit about. I'm not gonna go into detail about it much, but I will talk about it. I've also gotten some dental work done that we'll also talk about. So I think I'm gonna start with the dental work first, and then we'll get into the juicy stuff for work. Yeah, so some of you guys have known back in season one, episode three of July 7th, 2003, when we first started the podcast. I believe that might be the one. I can't remember if that's the one, or if it's episode 4 of season 1, July 15th. I cannot remember which one it is. So, either listen to episode 3 or episode 4 for the dental, when I started talking about my dental work. So back in that one of those episodes, can't remember which one it is. I haven't listened to any of the podcasts lately, but so one of the episodes I mentioned that I had some dental work done. I finally managed to grow a pair of balls and start going to the dentist to get my teeth checked out. The only reason why is because in that episode I explained why. I have two broken teeth in my mouth. One's on the top left and one's on the bottom left. And I also have my wisdom teeth growing in, which is also another problem. And I have one tooth that is not almost all black anymore. It was all black, and it has been chipped away. And I've also had some chipped teeth as well, but not, they weren't as bad. because, you know, didn't take care of myself for a little bit because I fell into a deep depression. So I finally grew a pair because I had one of my teeth, one of them were hurting. One of my tooth was, I think it was the top tooth, top left tooth that was starting to hurt. And it just kept hurting me every day. And I'm like, it'll go away. It went away for a week and then it came back the week after. And I'm like, yeah, I can't anymore. And so I scheduled the dental appointment with a place in Biddeford. And I ended up getting two fillings done. So that was all I got done from there. And then I stopped going. And things progressively gotten worse. Like, the top left tooth has broke more. And it's down to the gum, so it is not savable. So I'll be getting that one pulled. But I left that dentist place because they weren't really treating me well. And they weren't giving me the treatment that I really needed. They weren't taking care of the uncomfort that I had going on in my mouth. They were just more focused on doing things their way. They didn't help me with the pain that I had going. And they were just more focused on doing the major. Which, don't worry, like, that's fine for me. Because, you know, they ended up getting two major cavities out of my teeth, out of two of them, and half my mouth is basically full of cavities, which was not cool. So they managed to get two cavities out, two major ones out, but like I said, they still didn't focus on the major parts, which was the pain and the broken ones, because if they were focused on the broken ones, I wouldn't have a half a tooth right now in my mouth still, if they would have taken care of it. And it is what it is. So I ended up going to a brand new dental place that I actually love, in Buxton, Maine. I have an amazing dentist, the amazing doctor there. They have amazing people. They're willing to work with you, and I love it. I ain't gonna be naming any of these places that I'm going to, because that's just not cool. So I ended up going there, and mind you, the place in Biddeford, weren't showing me, like, my x-rays, and they wouldn't explain things to me, but this place will. So I went there the first time, I believe was to get, I made an appointment, then I had to cancel it when I got there for the first time because they were busy as all hell, and the doctor that I was supposed to see told me that I basically needed to wait another full hour from my scheduled appointment. So I said, you know what, we'll just reschedule. I don't want to rush him, you know, let's just, you know, dental work is important, so let's just reschedule. So we rescheduled. And I told him, like, you know, if I have any other pain in my mouth, I will reschedule for a later date. Then I started having pain in my mouth, and it ended up being a wisdom tooth pain, because one day I was fine, and the next day it was the same day, and I woke up, it started hurting, and it wouldn't stop, and it would pulse, and it was so bad. So I ended up pushing the appointment sooner. I got in, did some x-rays. One of my broken tooth, it was on the one on the bottom that I was saying, is savable. The one on the top is not. So when I go, eventually I'm going to have to go get wisdom teeth surgery. So I won't be doing podcasts or videos or whatever for a little bit, until I'm fully healed. But I'm going to be getting all four teeth pulled along with the one on the top left is getting pulled. Because it's not savable, because it's right at the gum line, so there was no saving it. The one on the bottom left is savable. I need to get a root canal for it and get it filled, and it will be good as new. So I gotta do that too before that gets any worse. Literally, I would say two days ago now, I got three fillings done on the top right side of my mouth in the front. I had chipped teeth right there. One tooth was being eaten by a cavity because there was a crack from the top of the gum all the way down into the tooth. So they filled that in, took the cavities out of all those teeth right there. And now I have 3 fillings done. And it's amazing. And it's an amazing feeling to feel, knowing that I don't have cavities there. And I go back to get more cavities taken out on April 8th. 3 more fillings and my last fillings. So my dental work is getting closer and closer to the end. The more I keep pushing, the more I keep grinding. I also have to go and I have to grind to get my surgery done. That's going to be next week when I make an appointment for that. But so far, my dental work's been good. That place actually took care of the pain that I was having, the discomfort in my mouth that I was having. And they also took care of 3 teeth that were cracking and breaking, and they took care of them. So now those teeth are stronger than ever. I've been staying away from the kind of sugary drinks, like, you know, like the more sugary drinks, like sodas, energy drinks, you know, that type of stuff. I've been staying away from and just drinking water, clear American water, Arizona iced tea, even though that's kind of a sugary drink in a sense. Also, I've been drinking a lot of Prime lately too, so that's shouldn't be something I should be drinking every day, but I only have 1 a day, and then I'm back to water, clear American water type deal. If you don't want to know what clear American water is, it's just a flavored carbonated water that is actually healthy for you, and it's pretty good. If I do have a soda, it's literally 1 a week. Literally the other week, I had 2. Disappointed in myself. But I'm also drinking the mini cans of sodas. So this way here, I'm not chugging a full, like, can of soda or a bottle of soda. But that's been going well. But yeah, but my teeth have gotten better. They've been getting stronger. And they are having less cavities. And I'm having less pain. And it's just a great feeling. And I do appreciate all the dentists out there who do take time out of their day to do this for people, to take care of people, and it's just amazing, and I appreciate it. But let's get to work. So, all you guys know I work at Walmart, you know, just to make money so I can pay what I have and have my insurance that I have. So this way here, I have my car, my phone, my car, my phone, my car insurance, my medical, dental, vision insurance from work as well. I get that from. You know, it's one of those, you know, just to have a job. I work 5 days a week there, 40 hours a week. As some of you do know, a lot of people are going to be asking, oh, you work at Walmart, why aren't you making money from what you're doing? I am currently not making money from content creating. As I've said multiple times in the past, I am not here to make content for money. I'm here to make content to make everybody laugh. If I do make money from it, then I will cut down my job hours, and so this way here, I'll work certain days and focus on making content. So this way here, I have double income still, but as of right now, I'm working 5 days a week, 40 hours a week at Walmart, and I only have 2 days off. Actually, not this week, but the next following week, I'm going to have 3 days off. I'm going to have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off because of Easter, so that's going to be fun. But anyway, so recently, they have fired my 2 supervisors. Well, they fired one at the start. If you guys don't know what a supervisor is, it's just basically a person who leads a team, basically a team lead. They just lead the department that we work in, make sure people are on task, make sure people are doing their job and not being stupid, and keep an eye on them. So I talked to my boss, my higher up boss of my crew, which is a coach, aka assistant manager, and I told him that I wanted to try team lead, and he said he'd give me a shot. Store manager wouldn't. Store manager basically said that he thinks I'll be like my other team lead, which apparently my other team lead would be, according to him, was not doing the job. He wasn't up to the expective or whatever that they were looking for, so he thinks I would be like him, and it's been pissing me off, and it got me in a depressed state. And so I talked to my boss about it, and the only way for me to see if I can try getting it is if I can prove him wrong. So from the time that I got told that to now, I've been working my ass off to try to get that position. Means I'll be making more money. My hours will be a lot more, so it'll be hard for me to do some content creating, which is fine. I will still push out as much content as I possibly can. But it's just, I can see it as a good opportunity for me to make more money and be good in life with it. Literally, 2 work days, I was leading my team and I did phenomenal. All the coaches and team leads at the place have been talking about it. So hopefully it got to the store manager and he will give me a shot. I am certified on electrical equipment now at Walmart. I am certified for that. But yeah, I've been proving myself wrong. I've been working hard to get that position and I'm not going to let that crumble before my fingertips. They did fire 2 of my team leads, so there is still a team lead spot open for me to go for. And when I go in, I would say by the time this is posted, tomorrow, I'm going to talk to the manager and I'm going to see if I can get it. So I'm wishing that either I get pulled in to get talking to about it or I just get it in general. But that'd be a big step in my life for me. And I'm going to try my hardest, like I said, to make content for you guys. And I'm going to keep posting as much as possible. It is difficult, especially with the new series that I got going on. You know, we got to record matches after matches after matches. And then it's going to go in the editor. And that takes forever, especially to make a little intro for it. Like, we've already have 2 episodes out. We have Day 1 and Elimination Chamber. Soon we're going to have Raw and SmackDown. And then we're going to have WrestleMania, which is the big event, which is going to be the longest editing I'm going to be doing. It's a 2-night event. And if you guys want to see that, go subscribe to GoldenNinja03Games. And turn the post notification on so you know when we have a 2-night event of WrestleMania. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, we're doing a series called WWE, which is an actual thing. We're doing our own series with the game. We're doing our own promos. We're doing everything on our own. With our own custom characters through the game. All my friends and I have 2K23 and 2K24, so we can do mismatch of different things. 2K24 has more of your better matches and better quality. Same with 23, but they don't have a lot of the matches that 2K24 has. So, but, you know, a lot of us are still trying to plan out things accordingly to plan. We have both SmackDown and Raw written out. We just got to record it. I got to edit it, got to post it. Then I can work on WrestleMania, because that's the next pay-per-view for our little mini show series that we got going on for you guys. So, but yeah, that's pretty much all I really have for like a life update. Teeth are doing good. Work is pain, but I'm fighting through. The WWE series is going well too. And, you know, for some of you who are from GoldenNinja03Games, you guys know something. I gotta tell you this. I gotta make this official, but it's gonna be official on a podcast that no one's gonna listen to or no one's gonna be on from GoldenNinja03Games. So, from the people who are on that, I am on there. I have a mini series going on called The Raven. Everyone gets excited when I talk about The Raven. It's the most popular thing on my channel. I have made so many things for The Raven. I've made a clip for The Raven that blew up. Then I turned that clip into a movie. That movie blew up. So I ended up continuing The Raven for another one. That one blew up too. Then I put those 2 together. It blew up. The trailers blew up. The behind the scenes blew up. The movies themselves blew up. The clip blew up. Everything blew up. And as of right now, Raven 3 has blown up. I have made 2 teasers for the Raven 3, and they have blown the hell up. I have only 3 people left to film this last and forever Raven 3 film. And I have gotten to talk to one of the bigger characters to continue it. And I've also talked to one of the smaller characters to continue it. They're down. The script is done. As of now, we haven't started filming, but The Raven 3 is in progress. That's all I'm saying. The Raven 3 is in progress, so sooner or later, you guys are going to be getting some little teasers and clips of The Raven 3, and you're also going to be getting a trailer for The Raven 3, and then you're also going to get the behind the scenes, and you're also going to get vlogs from the behind the scenes, and it's just, I have this all planned out on how we're going to up The Raven, and how we're going to promote The Raven, and how we're going to make this Raven, this last and final movie, blow up. It's just, this last and final movie is going to be insane. It's going to go crazy. Everyone's going to love it, I hope. I have a whole script written, all the scenes written, and we're going to be adding some things to this, and it's going to be an amazing film. So, we're waiting for, as of right now, as I'm saying, as in progress filming, the goal was to film in the spring, post it for when The Raven, the first one, came out, in July, or June, one or the other, I can't remember which one it was. But that's the set date, it's going to be this summer. But this is spring, so it's a little awkward and a little weird, only because the temperatures here in Maine are weird. Like, we're supposed to have snow at 4 o'clock in the morning, tonight, and it's cold as shit. Next week is supposed to be, like, in the 50s, 60s, so maybe we're gonna start filming, because, like, there's a few scenes that we can film inside a house, and there's a few scenes that we can film inside other things, and, you know. So that's what we're going to end up doing. But we want it to be a little warmer out, and we're going to make this movie insane. And after the movie's done, we're going to do a live Q&A, hopefully. We're going to get some answers, Q&A, and get some answers done so people can ask questions on, like, you know, anything about The Raven. Why did this thing come about? Like, you know, little things. But yeah, so Raven 3 is officially going to be getting filmed once the temperatures are a little warmer outside, so we can start filming. But other than that, that's all I got for you guys today. This was just a random thing that I wanted to do. So guys, don't forget to follow the podcast everywhere on Apple, Google, Anchor, Spotify, all podcast platforms I believe we are on. If we're not on all of them, then like I said, I just listed a few. We're on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple. The big one is Apple, and I believe we're also on Amazon Music as well. Well, Amazon Podcast or Amazon. I'm not 100% sure. I got to check into that. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram so you guys know who will be on the podcast next. I have been waiting for this one guy so I can post what I have on there. But follow us on there. I believe our name for the podcast is Chasing a Dream Podcast. Oh, I gotta look. Hold up. I don't want to, like, say anything. So our name for it is Chasing a Dream _2023 is our name on Instagram. We're also on YouTube. So you guys can subscribe to us on YouTube. This is where all the podcasts will be posted, along with Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple. But yeah, thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you guys, well, watching, listening, whatever. You're probably just going to be listening because I'm not filming anything. I don't know why I keep saying watching, but thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I hope you guys stay tuned for more, and I will catch you guys in the next one we do. And hopefully it's with somebody this time. I'm trying to keep my word on that so you guys don't get bored of just me and Gabe or just me. So, thank you guys so much, and we love you. Peace, y'all.